Hey Mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014, and by 2018, it became my full-time career, and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. Hello, hello. Okay, I don't know how in the world it's time to talk about Black Friday, but here we are. I think I've been doing Black Friday episodes for 4 years, which just seems crazy to me. But, and somehow, and every year I'm like, what else is there to talk about? But what I love is I always look back at all the former episodes. I look at the advice I gave you. I change it up so that every year you're not listening to the exact same thing. And so this year, I'm excited to say that this is not the exact same episode as last year or the year before. And I'm going to walk you through it. So you're going to get fresh perspective. Some of these ideas will overlap, but what I did specifically for this Black Friday episode for 2023 is I've added in some examples so that hopefully it will get your brain going and you'll be able to latch onto one of these and say, that's the one that I want to do. So, all right, we have a lot to cover. So if you're ready, get out your notebook and your pen. If you're driving, you're probably going to have to come back and listen to this twice. But anyhow, here we go. Let's go. Okay. So before I get into these ideas, I want you to understand that no matter what Black Friday offer you choose to do, the goal is you need to create urgency. And you're going to be creating urgency, which all that means for your clients is that you are giving them a reason to act right now. Okay. So that's what urgency means. And we're doing this ethically. Okay. And so we're not scamming people. We're not being sleazy. We're not using unethical sales tactics. We're just simply giving someone an extra reason right now of why they should take you up on your Black Friday offer. So you're going to be creating urgency in two ways with any of these offers that you choose, okay? One of those is through just having a Black Friday sale because your sale is going to have an expiration date, right? This offer that you have for people is eventually going to expire. So that's the first way. And then the second way that you're creating urgency with your Black Friday offer is because you are going to put a cap on how many spots are available. You're not going to just put these out there and have it unlimited and let as many people that want to take you up on the offer do so. And the reason why is because then you are filling up your 2024 calendar with nothing but discounted sessions. And so January 1st is going to roll around and you're going to feel bitter and resentful because you, out of desperation, some people will have Black Friday sales and just put discounts on everything. And that's not what I want for you. Black Friday is not an opportunity for you just to slash your prices. I know it's the most popular thing to do, but I hope through these examples and these ideas that I'm going to give you, you can walk away and see how valuable these ideas are and how it's not just slapping a discount on everything and then undervaluing yourself as a photographer. So I need you to know that as a foundation for the rest of the episode moving forward. Okay. Are y'all ready for the ideas? Yeah. Okay. All right. So number one, my first idea for you is to create or push a bundle. So I want you to take two or three of your existing packages and put them all together and create a one-time special Black Friday price. Okay. So instead of your people waiting to purchase two or three on their own, like all separately at different times, you want to encourage them to work with you multiple times up front. So again, a bundle can consist of two or three sessions. I've even seen four. I think for most of you, three is going to be plenty. And for some of you, two is really all that's going to make sense. So I would recommend that if you go with this idea, you find two packages or two sessions to bundle together. And then for some of you, the three sessions will make sense. But I really wouldn't do more than that. So here are some examples for some specific niches, okay? So let's kick it off with a senior photographer. So for senior photographers, you more than likely already have a bundle that seniors can take you up on, and it's two-hour sessions is the example here. So let's say that normally during your senior sessions, you spend 2 hours working with that particular senior for one evening, and then you're saying, we're going to do that twice. So this could be they get to pick two different seasons, spring or fall, summer, winter, whatever that looks like. Or maybe they just want to do two different senior sessions in the same month or whenever they feel like it. And so that could be a bundle idea for you is, hey, instead of just having one session, let's do two so that we can really show off your senior experience, your personality, the activities that you're involved in. And that way we're getting the whole picture and really commemorating your senior year. So that's an example for the senior photographer. For the family photographer, for you, you could do two family sessions. So it's two of your full priced family sessions. And again, they could pick two different seasons. So maybe they want to do family pictures in the spring, and then they want to do family pictures in the fall. I've had many families who come see me twice a year. I will say the norm is that they visit you once a year. So what you could potentially do is, if you're a family photographer, offer two sessions, two full sessions bundled together. Maybe one of them could be used for a full family session, and then one could be used for maybe just mom and the kids, or maybe just their children. So I'm telling you, this works. I've done this one before, and families really enjoy it because they kind of get to pick and choose two times that they're going to book their session with you during the next year. And then they get to kind of decide how they want to use those. So that's a really great example for family photographers. Okay, so the newborn photographer, this one is probably the most obvious because when I talk about bundles, it's just common sense, you know? So for this one, maybe you're bundling a maternity session and a newborn session together. Maybe you're doing a newborn and then a 6 month and then also a 12 month. So the 1 year session. So you're working with this person for an entire year. And this is where that bundle of three makes the most sense. So that's the example here for the newborn photographer. For a branding photographer, man, if one of you lived close enough to me, I would be taking you up on this offer. It's offering two or three sessions throughout the year. So maybe for you, it's a 1 hour branding session three times a year. Maybe it is mini sessions. So maybe you're doing three 45 minute mini branding sessions somewhere, or a headshot, or whatever that looks like. Or maybe you're basically saying, like, I want to be your branding photographer for an entire year. And so every quarter, so that'd be four times, four sessions. This is where this would make sense. This is where I've seen the four actually make sense. And that is, you are working with a particular number of clients and doing a branding session once a quarter, so that by the end of the year, they have plenty of images that they can use on repeat. Again, I would take one of you up on this offer. If you want to come travel to Oklahoma, come see me. I promise you, I'll take you up on your offer. Okay. And then the last example I want to give for this first idea is for a wedding and elopement photographer. So most of you are all right. Like, you've got the engagement session taken care of. I feel like that has been said so many times. There's nothing new about that. So instead, I want to open your mind to what else could you add that someone might want. An idea literally just came to my brain as I'm talking. It's not even in my notes. And it is, could you offer them 1 hour of rehearsal dinner coverage. And again, this just depends on like where your weddings and elopements are even happening, and elopements aren't going to have this. But anyway, that was an idea that came off the top of my head. But the ones I wrote down are, could you bundle the elopement or the wedding package with also a separate bridal session? Or could they, when they book a wedding with you, you're also going to bundle in an anniversary couples session that they can use anytime close to their 1 year anniversary? That is one of my favorite things to see, and not very many wedding photographers offer that, but it's a great way for you to get to see your clients again and get a repeat client. So that is idea number one, create or push a photography bundle. Okay. Oh, and then the last thing I wanted to say really quickly was, you decide on that bundle price based on what you want your profit goal to be. And we're going to talk about that here after we go through these ideas. Okay, Black Friday idea number two is to add a bonus or a gift to your existing packages and sessions, okay? So for your Black Friday sale, you can say, for everyone that pre-books their session for 2024, or maybe it's just for anyone that books for the first 6 months of 2024, you're going to receive something extra in addition at no cost, okay? So this could be additional images, could be physical prints, could be a product of some sort. You're basically adding in a gift to encourage people to purchase you at full price. And what makes this a Black Friday offer is that this is not going to be something that you offer again until the next Black Friday. So again, I've got some examples for you. Okay, so for the senior photographer, maybe your bonus. Okay, so I stole this from one of my clients. So shout out to Ashley Smith. She's killing it. She came to me, we did some one-on-one coaching together, and now she's in my Blueprint program. And I'm so stinking proud of her, because she pivoted from being a family photographer and went all in with seniors and has her first senior team this year. And I am just so proud of her, because she is thriving. She is so happy and so joyful in that niche. And one of the things that I saw her post about the other day was, she purchased a shopping cart, and then she, I don't know if she purchased it already painted or she did the painting, I'm not sure, but they took like an old shopping cart buggy, and it's now like a beautiful shade of pink, and it is the cutest thing ever. And that's part of her branding. She's very much into working with like the girly girls and people who love glitter and pink and all of those things. And so for people who do sessions with her, it's a bonus fun prop that they get to add. And it's such a cute, fun idea. So for you, you know, for senior photographers, is there something fun that you could add? Is there a piece of furniture that you could add, or maybe a place, or maybe something that could be your signature item that you're adding for a limited number of people? Could it be a mini accordion album or a full album to commemorate all of her senior sessions? So get to thinking outside the box about, what could I create here that's going to make them go, I have to do this. For a family photographer, could it be a selection of prints? So maybe you do a box of prints to where they can immediately, like no one else gets this, just your Black Friday people, and they're able to go frame them and put them around their house or gift them immediately. Or could you offer maybe 5 additional images to what you already promise in your packages, or an album? I think I put an album on every single one of these ideas because it's such a good one. Okay, so newborn photographer, one of my favorite things to see is, you have to really step into your client's shoes and think like, what is going to push them over the edge? And so the example here would be, could you offer during Black Friday week, anybody that's due in 2024 that goes ahead and gets on your calendar? So let's say maybe for the next 10 people who book their newborn session, I am going to gift you a set of 20 newborn announcement cards that you can mail out to your friends and family. That is something that I would have jumped on immediately. That is so cool. Another one is an album, shocker, right? Or again, additional images, okay? All right, branding photographer. This one could be additional images. Again, you could add in a fun prop or something, or a fun location, or extra time. You guys could add in extra time as well, or an extra setup or whatever. But the one that I came up with, and this is really to get you thinking outside the box, and this is not going to work for everyone, but this is just an example to get your brain going. As a branding photographer, you're working with a lot of businesses and business owners, and they are absolutely doing digital marketing. So could you offer them a digital marketing pack to where, like, you take their images and then you create them an email signature, a Facebook page cover, and maybe a business card design inside of Canva, or maybe, you know, anywhere else that you want to create this in a different software. And that's just like a bonus, right? It's a little bit more of your time, but you're already going to have these templates created to where all you have to do is just customize it for each business owner that takes you up on your Black Friday offer. So that's something that you can think about as well. And then finally, the wedding and elopement photographer, maybe you're going to gift your clients their favorite image in a 16 by 20 framer canvas, or you're going to say, hey, I normally get my wedding clients 10 sneak peeks for, you know, to carry them on. And for anybody that books this week, I'm going to do 15 or 20. So something like that. Okay. And then the other one you could also do for anybody that books their wedding date for 2024 or 2025, you guys are going to get your wedding gallery back 1 week sooner than what I normally offer. I mean, I'm just like literally trying to get you to think outside the box on what that could be. So those are my ideas for Black Friday. Idea number two, add a bonus or a gift to your existing offers just for that week, okay? Okay, number three, site-wide store discount. Now, hear me. I'm not saying go slash your prices. Listen to my example. So the best way to bring in an influx of income at the end of the year and set you up properly for the next year is go back to the people who already said yes to you, all the clients you served in 2023, and encourage them to purchase from you again. So can you offer 30 to 40% off prints and products in your gallery hosting store? Could you also create your own custom packages that they could choose from? This bundle that you're trying to sell, this prints and products bundle, is a great way to serve them and also say, hey, are you looking for Christmas ideas for family members? I've got you. Take advantage of this particular Black Friday bundle and you'll get it before Christmas and be able to, you know, wrap it and give it out to whoever you want to. It's a great way for people to check things off their list and support you again, right? So that is something that you could also offer. And then here, you don't necessarily have to limit the amount of people that get to take advantage of it, but you are limiting the amount of time they have to make that purchase. So that is Black Friday idea number three. Number four is to launch a new session or package at an introductory rate. Okay, so this one is for my photographers who are looking to add on to their current packages, or maybe you are pivoting into like a new niche. So what I want you to do is I want you to create a package and then offer it at an introductory rate. So it's like a little discount of what it's going to be after Black Friday is over. So this means that you're letting people get first dibs at a brand new package and book it for a little less than what your full price is going to be. So let's have an example, shall we? So let's say that you want to create a more in-depth luxury family session experience, and you're planning on charging $600 for this family experience session. So for Black Friday, you could offer a $75 discount and have a limited number of families who can book it at that $525 price. So this is going to help prove your concept. It's going to show you that people do want that session and that they will pay close to that rate. And it's going to give you experience serving families in that new session experience or package. Does that make sense? So this is a great way for those of you that are like, I've been doing these like 30-minute sessions or these hour sessions, but I really want to get more in depth. I want to do more lifestyle, or I want to do more of like an adventurous location. So like you're going to be doing a little more hiking or a little more around the mountains and walking. And so you need a little more time to really work with these families. So that's just an example, again, to get your brain going. So number four is to come up with a new session or a new package and then offer it with a little bit of a discount. And that's called an introductory rate. Okay, the last Black Friday example is if you are planning on increasing your rates, which really quickly, I just want to give one golden tip. When you're thinking about increasing your prices, I know I have a podcast episode on this somewhere. You want to do so during a busier season when you're already getting regular inquiries and bookings, not during dead season. So I do want to give a little caveat here. If you are normally experiencing a very slow month in December, January, and February, you do not want to increase your prices during that season. You want to wait until you've got some bookings on your calendar, and it works a lot better that way. So anywho, that's my golden tip, but let's get back to number five. So if you are planning though on increasing your rates, one of the ideas that you could do for Black Friday is to let everyone know that you are increasing your rates as of December, January, February, March, April, whenever you're going to do it. And then Black Friday is their last opportunity to book a session to lock in that pricing before it changes over. And again, you're going to limit the number of people that can take you up on this offer so that you don't end up with almost all of your 2024 sessions at discounted rates. That's not a good start to your year, right? So let's say like, hey, I'm going to offer 10 more sessions at the current prices. And after those 10 sessions are booked, then my prices increase at this new rate or something like that. So those are the five ideas. Really quickly, let's just recap. And then I have some tips for you that you're definitely going to want to stick around for, because I'm going to kind of help you plan this out a little bit and give you a checklist. So all the way back up to the top, number one was to create or push a bundle. So taking two or three sessions, bundling them together for a Black Friday price. Number two was to add a bonus or a gift to your existing offers. Number three was to do the site-wide gallery store discount. So you're actually putting your discount on prints and product options, not your sessions. Number four was to launch a new session or package at an introductory rate. And number five was to give people the last chance to book a certain amount of sessions for 2024 at the 2023 pricing before it increases. So those are the five ideas. Surely one of those you're like, I love that. I'm doing that one. And so that's my goal. Take one. Let's do it. Okay. So now let's talk about how to make sure that this is a success for you. Number one, you need to decide on what you're selling and make a plan. How much do you want to bring in for Black Friday? What is the whole goal? What is your ultimate goal? Why are you even doing Black Friday? Your answer better not be because I am desperate and I'm about to give up on my business and I just need some money. If that is the only reason you're trying to do Black Friday, just don't even do it, because that's not fair to your clients and that is not a good headspace to go into your sale with or to operate your business by. So for an example, like my ultimate goal with Black Friday is so that I can kickstart my 2024 revenue so that come January 1st, I'm not starting with zero income and zero bookings. So the whole reason that I would do Black Friday is to literally give me some guaranteed revenue in 2024. So if that is your goal in mind, I love it. And this is definitely for you. And then I want you to get more specific though. What is going to make you feel the best to kickstart your 2024? Is your goal two bookings? Is your goal to make $10,000? Is your goal, like, what is your goal? You got to get very specific so that you don't just put out this offer. And then when I ask you, hey, were you successful? You can't just tell me, well, I don't really know. Like, I sold two. Okay, but what was your goal? You know what I mean? Like, I need more details than that. So that's the first thing. Then, second tip here, do not wait until the week before Black Friday to get all of your ducks in a row, okay? It's too late at that point, and you're going to be scrambling, and your offer is just not going to be as good as it could have been. So you need to be like, you need to start right now. I gave you this episode right now so that you will get on it. Starting next week, you need to start marketing. You need to start teasing, letting people know that you're doing a Black Friday offer. Maybe you want to create an email wait list. And so all you need to do, I mean, it's as simple as this. Let's say you have Flowdesk or something like that. You're going to go in there, you're going to go to the audience tab, you're going to click on new segment, and you're going to call it Black Friday. And then you're going to go create a form in Flowdesk. It's literally like, be first to know Black Friday offer. And then you're going to say, I'm doing an incredible Black Friday offer. To be first to find out what that is and get the email straight to your inbox, please enter your name and your email address below. And then you're going to let them put in their first name and their email address and click sign up or can't wait to hear, or you know what I mean? Like join the VIP list, whatever it is. And then now you have people that are interested and waiting for your offer so that you're not launching to crickets. You're not sending out your Black Friday info to nobody. Okay. So that's an idea. If you're going to utilize email marketing, that's kind of what that would look like. And you're just going to start teasing your offer, showing up in your stories, all of that. So here's a couple of checkpoints for you. If you want to take these notes, here's your little checklist. Number one, you've got to choose your offer, map it out, and price it. Number two, decide on the details and how many limited spots you are going to have. Number three, decide on the process for selling this. So for example, if you're using IrisWorks for your client management system, you're going to have to go in there, create the product, create the invoice, create the booking calendar, the email, the workflow. You get my gist here? Like you've got to go set up the back end of your offer so that you can be hands off during the dates of your Black Friday offer. Like you don't have to manually be like, hit reply if you want to take me up on the offer. You can do that, but I'm just telling you guys, I'm going to automate as much of this as possible so that as I'm spending time with my family for Thanksgiving and if we go hunting or whatever the heck that we're going to do, I can just check my phone periodically and be like, that is so cool. I'm making sales. That's what I want for you. Okay. Number four, draft up your emails. Get them scheduled and ready to go. Again, I want you to be hands off while your sale is going on. And yes, I do want you to be available and checking your inbox for questions and things like that, of course. But I don't want you to be like laptop in my lap. I've got to be present for all 5 days of my sale. That's not what I want for you because that is not enjoyable. I'm trying to teach you like how to make money while you are literally sleeping, spending time with your family, all of that. Okay. And then create your marketing content and start promoting your Black Friday offer starting that last week of October, which is Halloween week. It rolls into November and then all the way through when your Black Friday sale dates are going to be. Okay. Last tip before I let you go. You don't have to wait until actual Black Friday, which is November 24th, by the way. You can create your Black Friday offer to happen the week before, the week of, the weekend before, the weekend of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's totally your choice. If you want to have it a 24-hour option, you can. If you want it to go on for a week, you can, or until spots sell out, right? It's your choice. You just need to decide what you're going to do. And you don't have to wait until Black Friday, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving. So decide what works best for you, what you want to offer, start teasing it, and put all of this into action. If you are overwhelmed, you need some handholding, you want strategy, like one-on-one, come book a Black Friday strategy call with me. We'll sit down for an hour virtually on Zoom, and I will map this completely out for you so that you leave with everything that you need, and all you have to do is go put it into action and you're ready to go. So if you want one of those, just shoot me an email, Brooke@brookjefferson.com, and just put in the subject line Black Friday coaching, and I will see what spots I have available. I'm not going to have a ton. I will tell you that there won't be a lot just because it's a pretty busy month for me, but I do have availability to get a handful of you in. Okay. So just let me know if you want that. And if not, please let me know. How was this episode? I want to hear your feedback because I can't hear your voice like you can hear mine. I don't know, you know, where are you listening to me? Are you in your car? Are you in the shower? Are you doing chores around your house? I don't know. And so the best way to let me know is come to the Facebook group or shoot me an email. I'm always in my inbox checking on it once a day. And I would love, love, love to hear from you. I hope that your Black Friday is a success and that you get a ton of revenue coming into your business for 2024. And I will catch you on the next episode.